It's about discovery, as John said, not teaching or preaching. You don't win people by preaching at them or teaching at them. Nobody wants your religion. Do you realize that? Nobody cares about your religion. Nobody wants it. No one will walk across the street to discover it unless there's something majorly wrong in their life. When you have a stranger walk in the back door of a church, you better know right up front he's got a serious problem or he wouldn't have walked in the back door of the church. People just don't walk in unless there's a serious issue. So when we use preaching techniques and teaching techniques and religious techniques to start churches, we're saying, okay, we're only interested in those people who have serious problems in their lives. Everybody else, oh well. And look at your church plants. Where have they started? If we look historically at church plants, they start with what we call fringe groups, right? What's a fringe group? Well, it's a group that's out of step with the rest of society. Maybe it's because they're teenagers and they're temporarily insane for about 9 years. Or maybe it's with alcoholics and drunks or people in prison. You know, these people are out of step with the rest of society. They've got serious problems, and they're grasping for anything that will make sense out of their problem. And we show up at the right time with Christianity, and they say, that's the answer. But guess what? If you showed up at the right time with Islam, they'd say, that's the answer. You see, those crisis moments of conversion are about leaping out of the burning building, not about what you're going to land on when you hit the ground. And we want people to build fire escapes and know exactly where they're going down to when they leave the burning buildings. That's a different process. It's a discovery process that they themselves discover in their own heart and their own mind and through their own experience, the God who created them and that has tremendous expectations for their life. It's a different process than typical evangelism techniques. And we'll talk more about that. I've got some outrageous statements I'll make. It'll make some of you pretty angry, but I'll make them anyway. One of my statements, and I'll just introduce it now, personal evangelism has probably caused more people to go to hell than it has to heaven. Now, I'm not discounting the people that went to heaven at all, but here's one of Satan's schemes. You got to understand, Satan's got an IQ of a million. He's the smartest creature God ever created. Even the archangel Gabriel will not go head-to-head with Satan. Read Jude if you don't understand that one. Archangel Gabriel would not go head-to-head with Satan over the body of Moses. He said, the Lord rebuke you. So if Satan is that smart and that powerful, and we'll say, well, by the blood of Christ, but it's Christ's blood, not yours, unless you want it to be yours, and you go head-to-head with Satan, it most likely will be yours. So in personal evangelism, Satan is so smart, he says, those Christians, they think they've come up with a good way to get people out of hell. I'm going to use it against them. I'll use it against mankind. I'll get them to win one, and I'll keep 10, or I'll keep 1,000, or I'll keep 10,000. And those of you working overseas and those of you working cross-culturally in America will know that if you win a Muslim young person to Christ and baptize them, will you ever win their family? If you win a Catholic young person to Christ, baptize them, get them into your church, will you ever win their family? Probably not. So Satan says, go for that personal evangelism stuff. I really like it. I'll give you the one because that means I get to keep 10 or 100 or 1,000. Part of being smart is avoiding the schemes of Satan. If he's using personal evangelism to keep hundreds out of the kingdom while letting one in the kingdom, maybe we need to rethink how we do evangelism. That's hard to think about. Another one, the sinner's prayer. I'm convinced the sinner's prayer has probably sent more people to hell than it ever sent to heaven, because it is animistic. Say this prayer and you get to go to heaven. Push the button and you'll get to go to heaven. And people have pushed that button. They bought into what we said as a church, that it would get them to heaven.